Looking to buy some property? Well, there's a nuclear power plant for sale in northern Alabama. It's never been started up. There's no nuclear material. The two reactors aren't finished. But there's parking for 1,000 cars, 1,600 acres of land, offices, warehouses, 8 miles of roads, and two 480-foot cooling towers, which are reportedly now home to a family of turkey vultures. The Tennessee Valley Authority spent $5 billion to develop the plant over 4 decades, $6 million a year to maintain it. But ironically, it was meant to replace fossil fuels like coal, and it's now being sold because higher energy efficiency has meant much lower power demand. Jim Chardos has been plant manager since 1994, driving 90 minutes into work every day to do what? He joins us from Hollywood, Alabama. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine, but tell us, what do you do? What have you been doing?
We've been maintaining the asset. So that in the future, if in fact there was a need to finish the plant, it would be in a condition that somebody could pick it up. Right now, there's a number of ventilation systems that are running. There are pumps and valves that operate. So those need to be maintained should they fail. On a preventive maintenance point of view, the filters for those ventilation systems need to get changed out on a monthly basis. And then there's fire protection systems that need deluge valves or valves that open up when a fire happens need to be checked out. So there's preventive maintenance as well as corrective maintenance that needs to be done.
And Jim, it still feels, some billions were invested in this plant. But I guess the TVA is just doing the math and saying it doesn't matter. Nothing on the other side would make it worth investing more.
Well, it's money already spent, so they've got an asset here that maybe somebody else can use. And if they don't need it in its original use, which was a nuclear power plant making electricity, and they've, in essence, the board of directors has decided to put up an auction and see if, in fact, someone will buy the property and bring jobs and economic opportunity to Jackson County and to northeast Alabama.
It feels like a Beckett play or something. What is that like to get in your car every day and go to work in a huge facility? I'm looking at a picture. It's beautiful. It looks like a huge landing pad of a ship or something, and it overlooks the valley, beautiful green I see falling away. But you're coming in, and it's like a ghost town.
Yes. Recently, in 2011, we had 600, 800 people on site. But once it became clear that we didn't need electricity, the number of people that you need to maintain it is, 45 or so. You know, I've been here 22 years. I've seen a lot of people come and go. But in the end, it's a family thing, and especially for the people who live in this area. The 45 people, I bet you 40 of them must work within 10, 15, 20 miles of the plant. So to them, this is employment. This is a job. So finding something for 1,400 acres and a partially completed nuclear power plant to help out northeast Alabama is a plus.
So you're actually feeling the optimism of finally there'll be decision
Absolutely.
Made. Yeah.
It's, as you said, it's a fine-looking place. It's by far the best both designed and installed plant that TVA has done and probably one of the better ones in the nation. And if somebody else can use it to make electricity, that'd be great.
Well, but what if they don't? What if somebody comes in and says, Disneyland, what if it isn't the plant that you had dreamed of?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, and it's in front of us. If, in fact, no one bids to complete it as a nuclear power plant, then you're right, there are other alternatives. In the end, I'll be honest with you, it comes down to employment and opportunity for investment in the general area.
Right. What would you like to see happen?
Just something to make activity for jobs and investment in the community. You want to make sure that if we can do something and bring jobs to a couple hundred people or 400 people in kind of a long-term thing, that's really what would be best for everybody here.
Yeah. Well, so what will you do when it's sold?
I'm not quite sure. Hopefully I won't be driving back and forth. We'll see.
Yeah. How do you feel about the property?
Well, it's kind of like a second home. You want to maintain your house at home, and this one the same way, with the same kind of care. Only in this case here, I've got 45 people to help me maintain it. It's two homes.
Jim Chardos worked for 22 years at the Bellefonte Nuclear Plant in Hollywood, Alabama. And as he said, it's up for auction. Jim, best of luck to you and whatever happens next.
Thank you, Robin.
Again, it's a steal. The $5 billion Bellefonte nuclear plant on sale. Minimum bid, $36.4 million.